This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
Matthew, the 17th chapter and the 14th verse. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. I want to speak from a subject or title. I'm depending on you, Lord. Subtitle, with a little faith, you can do great things. I'm depending on the Lord. With a little faith, you can do great things. As we begin this account, with this text of scripture, it is so vividly laid down before us by the communication of words. It's almost as though we can see the scene unfolding before our eyes. This man is bringing a child that's sick. He's bringing this child to some followers of Jesus, hoping and praying that his disciples, who are connected to Jesus in his ministry, will be able to help him in his hour of need. And I don't know about you, but not only do I have an hour of need, I have a minute of need, a second of need. Then him right saying that I need thee. Oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. And I just want to pause there and ask a question this morning. Is there anybody among us that need Jesus right now? And this man coming to Jesus' disciples thought for sure, because they are connected to Jesus, that they would be able to exhibit the power that Jesus has. Let me remind you this morning, just because people name the name of Jesus and that they say that they are connected to Jesus does not necessarily mean that they are connected to Jesus. I wish I had a witness this morning. That whenever you need to get to Jesus, you try to get to him as best as you can. And if you feel like you can't get a prayer through, you find somebody else that you think is a prayer warrior that can help you to get a prayer through. But I heard somebody say that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. And don't nobody know how to get a prayer through the Lord like you ought to be able to get one through to him. But the Bible says, and when they were come to the multitude, evidently Jesus was gone and he was not there. Oh, Mount Vernon, as we embark upon these 25 years, or people can come and go. Folk will dwell with you for a little while. But the only person that you want to make sure that dwelling with you always, his name is Jesus. Preachers can come and go. Choir members can come and go. Members in the pews will come and go. But won't Jesus to stay always? I wish you hear me this morning. I want Jesus to stay always. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, he said, I would be in the midst of them. I don't care if anybody else don't show up as long as Jesus shows up. I wish I had a witness. Because when Jesus shows up, things will straighten out. When Jesus shows up, healing will come. When Jesus shows up, peace will roll in like a river. When Jesus shows up, isn't that right? Joy will come in. But this man came to, he said, a certain man. Any man. Evidently, this man was concerned about his child. And maybe he had exhausted all of his money trying to find a cure for his child. But you know how it is in life, that the only thing that will help us and the only person that knows us, his name is Jesus. Isn't that right? The doctor might have your file in his filing cabinet. The psychiatrist might know some of your symptoms. The heart, a doctor might know your heart is off rhythm. But I want to go to the one that scooped me out of the dust of the ground and breathed into my nostril and made me a living soul. And when you go to Jesus, Jesus will make a way for you. The Bible says, it says that here, that when it came to Jesus, he recognized that Jesus could help him. So the Bible said he came to Jesus kneeling down. He came to Jesus bowing and acquiescing to the power of God. See, sometimes we have to realize that we are nobody without Jesus. We got to recognize that when we come to the Lord, we got to come with our hand bowed. Isn't that right? Yeah, I used to hear the old folks say, body bent and knee bent and body bowed. I'm coming down saying, Lord, I'm submitting to you. I submit to your power. I submit to who you are. I submit to what you can do. I know that you can help me. So just to let you know, I know who you are. I'm going to bow myself to you. And I'm going to bow my head to you. Say, Lord, I know that you're mighty. I know that you got all power in your hands. I know that you can do anything. I know that you can make a way out of no way. I wish I had a witness in here. They say, yeah, the Lord made a way out of no way for me. And he said something to Jesus. He said, Lord, have mercy on my son. He is stricken with epilepsy. This disease takes over him. Something never take over you. You know, when you're trying to live right, the Bible say when we do good, evil is always present. And he began to tell Jesus about the life of his son. He said, I can't turn my back on him. Because if I have a fire going, he would throw himself in the fire. And only the world can see, the outward, condition. But I'm so glad that the Lord can see the inward condition. And Jesus called it what it was. He realized there was a demonic spirit that was possessing the boy. You got to begin to look now at the world and understand that the war that we fight is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual things and evils in high places. The thing that you may be trying to fight in your life may not be able to be fought with a psychiatrist. You may not be able to find it with a doctor. But I dare you to go to Jesus and say, Jesus, look beyond the outward appearance and look beyond behind the scene and begin to find out what it is that's after me. Isn't that right? And look what it said. I brought him to your disciples. I brought him to the men that saw you turn water into wine. I brought him to the one who can walk on water. Yeah, who saw him walk on water. Now watch this, y'all. Yeah. The clear reason for no power was unbelief. Isn't that right? And I want to skip on to the 17th verse. And Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? He said, bring the boy here.
as if it was nothing to Jesus. In their right house, it couldn't do nothing with Jesus. In their right, because why house is thinking about what he's gonna do. All Jesus had to do is say, bring him to me. As a matter of fact, he didn't have to bring him to him. But you know, Jesus is a personal God. In their right, Jesus wanna come where each and every one of us live. In their right, and Jesus said, bring him to me. In their right. And he said, how long? And Jesus rebuked the devil and departed, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that hour on. In their right, good God Almighty. But wait a minute. The disciples said, we got to have a meeting because something ain't going right. We got to have a meeting. Then the disciples, came to Jesus apart from everybody else. So Jesus said, let me ask you something. So why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. You think that if you talk with Jesus, if you walk with Jesus, if you slept right beside Jesus, you think you have faith. Don't let folk fool you. Just because they appear so religious on the outside doesn't really mean that they got Jesus on the inside. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And he said, if any man, I don't care who he is, if any woman, boy, or girl, if you open unto me, he said, I will come in and I will sup with him. Do you have Jesus on the inside right now? Where the clear reason of no power was unbelief. So you say, what is unbelief? What is the thing called unbelief? Why does faith weaken and turn into unbelief? The disciples had been given a promise, unusual power earlier, and we find that in the 10th chapter of Matthew. And this is what Jesus said to his disciples. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. In their right, he gave them power. Now, if he gave them power in the 10th chapter, what happened between the 10th chapter in the 17th chapter? You don't hear me this morning. See, we can go through some stuff that will try to zap our power. Some of you got power zappers in your life right now. You say, where'd it come from? Power zappers will call you on the phone and zap your power. I wish I had you, had a witness. Power zappers will sit beside you in church and talk to you while the preacher's preaching. They're power zappers. Isn't that right? Power zappers will come to you with gossip about somebody else and zap your power. Power zappers. Power zappers. I wish I had a witness in here. Power zappers will call you for prayer, but won't pray for themselves. They're power zappers. Power zappers won't read the Bible, but they'll depend on you to read your power. They're power zappers. Do you have power zappers in your life right now? But between the 10th verse chapter and the 17th chapter, something happened. Maybe they got laxed. Maybe they got comfortable in their religiosity skin. Maybe they said, we got Jesus all to ourselves. And the devil wouldn't dare mess with us as long as you hang with Jesus. Well, I got news. It is when you hang with Jesus that the devil bother you. It's when you ain't hanging with Jesus, when the devil ain't bothering you. I know that's bad English, but maybe some of you educated people. It's when you're hanging with Jesus that Satan doesn't bother you. Huh? It's when you're not hanging with Jesus, when the devil don't bother you. He ain't want to bother you as long as you're living wrong. But as soon as you say, I'm going to live right, I wish I had a witness in here. Soon as you say, I'm going to talk right, isn't it right? The devil will come out from nowhere, isn't it right? And he'll try to zap your power. But wait a minute. Disciples say, why can we do it? He said, because of your unbelief. But now the power seems to be gone. And they were unable to minister. That's why they asked. Because what came easy to them at this time didn't come easy to them. See, when the Lord give us something, we got to recognize the gift is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. Huh? You think why you can't sing like you used to sing? Because now folk pat you on the back. Say you're singing good. Don't you know you got a pump in your back? That every time somebody pat you on the back, it pump your head up. Yeah. Why you don't come to church like you used to come? And you wonder why you ain't got no power. See, watch this. The Lord can give you power even when others think you're powerless. Because it really don't depend on what other things you have anyway, as long as you know you got Jesus. Listen, it was when Jesus was going down that Satan said, I got him now. Because he looked like he ain't got no power. Just because I look like I ain't got no power don't mean that I don't have no power. Because I know where my power comes from. Huh? Watch this. Just because I look like I don't have a weapon under this robe, don't mean I ain't got nothing under here. Because looks is deceiving. And that's what you have to tell the devil. My weapon, you can't see it with the physical eye. My weapon don't come from no holster. My weapon don't unfold. The weapon I got come from on high. Yeah. That's why I can say, and you ought to be able to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because my weapon don't come from worldly things. My weapon come from God Almighty. My weapon, good God Almighty, I wish somebody in here recognize I got a weapon. What Jesus said. See, the reason why you couldn't do it is because of your unbelief. Pointedly, Jesus answered, because of your unbelief.
Belief is four things. Or to put it in the form of a question, what is unbelief? Four things. Unbelief is doubting Christ himself. The object of one's faith, it is questionable. Listen, the power of Christ, is he really strong enough? And that's what you think. When things come, so is he really strong enough?
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. What you have heard the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday, school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.